Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Welcome to episode 24, our loyal listeners.
Yeah, guys, episode 24.
Woo! I'm gonna need a little more energy from you all on this.
Guys, we're almost at a quarter century. I feel like I always get to introduce the episodes where we're at milestones that Vernon doesn't think are milestones. Like, I'm pretty sure I introduced our Sweet 16.
I think your vision of milestones are different from what are actually milestones.
Do y'all remember when you guys considered episode 10 as a milestone? Look how far we've come, guys.
Yeah, because we were like 10 episodes in. Like
10 is a decade, you know. Yeah. 20 is a score, you know. That's what we're going with.
That's surprising.
Like, 25 is a quarter episodes. Century.
Okay.
We ain't right. 25 yet, though. We are 24. We could die tomorrow. Never make the 25th episode. Boom.
Wow.
What now?
So morbid, Vernon. So friggin' morbid. Anyway, how's everybody's week? What's been going on?
Amazing.
Amazing? Do tell.
Been sleeping my life away.
Sounds like every other week to me. For you, not for me.
You just a hater. That's your problem. You're just a hater.
Haters gonna hate. Potatoes gonna potate.
Yes,
what about you, Adani? What's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Hectic week, you know, but this week wasn't too bad because it was a 3-day week.
Yeah.
So got 2 days off, but you know, not a bad week, you know.
Bro, you say hectic. Hectic how? What's going on?
You know, it's just a series of unfortunate events, like work, the weather.
Work is an unfortunate event.
Amen, Adani. Amen. That's that millennial mindset.
Yeah.
But why you think you're so happy? It's because you don't have a job.
Like, first of all,
even when I do get a job, I think Adani will still be happier than me, given probably how much Adani travels in his own job. Imagine, I tell my mother Adani coming home for Christmas. My mother proceeds to tell me, why Danny can stay where he is? That boy have a job? Like, he's just roaming. He's like a rolling stone.
I'm like, yeah, there's no moss.
Because when I come home and I don't visit her, it's another story.
Yeah, you already know you have to visit, so.
Yeah, so I doomed if I do, doomed if I don't.
Exactly. Like
if I stay where I am, she'll call me, so you didn't pass and see me? Yeah. But I didn't come down. That's not my problem.
Yeah, she said, I'm like, she's like, why you can't say? I'm like, look, I'm just telling you what was told to me.
Caribbean that he's strike going again.
And he's going home in December for Christmas. As to why, and how long, I can't answer a question for you.
Mind you, if she needs something from up here and she's like, but you cannot send it to Adani. Adani not coming down. If you tell her he's not coming down, it's a problem.
Well, Adani always coming down. So the day Adani not coming down, I think that's when it'll be.
Then she'll be like, how Adani didn't tell people he not coming down? You know, people banking on him.
Yeah, every that's Christmas when it'll be this one Christmas he decide not to show up.
I think that's when it'll be a shock. Like,
oh,
what?
Oh my God. My week was very good.
Bitch worked 2 days a week.
One, I renewed my license. Yay! Not gonna get deported, arrested.
That has nothing to do with being deported or arrested.
Until it does. We are Caribbean millennials. We gotta live by the law and die by the law. Woo! Get deported by the law. But that ain't me. Dodging a bullet. My driver's license had been expired since October 30th. As of today, it is November 23rd.
And well, living dangerously, yeah?
Adani, she living dangerously, then what should live for me?
But then license still expired.
Wow. y'all both living dangerously, like extremely dangerously in this hostile US climate. All right.
Yeah, I like living on the edge sometimes.
I hope y'all send Lucian licenses at least, you know.
Pushes, but what?
Oh, I don't know. What
you think? You know, when you can push out, yeah, I just came on vacation. You
know, nope.
Bruh, I'm not even pulling that license out.
Oh, my God. guys, I have better news.
Let me tell you the last time that was renewed, 2012,
woo,
I think. So,
Obama was still president. Eh?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, guys, I have even better news.
Ah, what's that? I mean, I can't possibly.
Like I'm waiting to hear because.
I'm an auntie! I'm an auntie, guys! My
for
brother. Yes!
I'm cutting this out. I just want you to know. I'm cutting this out.
Yes!
Okay.
Shout out to my brother and his wife having their first child. I'm like Auntie Nushki now. I'm the cool aunt.
I'm sure you've been an auntie.
Are you saying that your siblings are not the cool aunt?
I mean, Ashwini is going to be cool aunt by default, but I'm like also going to be a cool aunt. You know what I mean?
So now that your brother has a child, just switches the pressure onto you and your sister.
Well,
who for what?
Well, has
what pressure?
Have you met me and my sister?
More grandkids.
Pressure cooker.
Oh, no. I think my parents will be perfectly fine with the one that's across an ocean.
Hey. You're so funny.
Good luck with that.
I think we are perfectly fine. If anything, it buys us more time before for anybody to ask us any questions. Vernon's brother has
nobody asking me that on my side of the family.
And my brother has a child. No, so we good.
No one bringing that up, alright? It's not that I have anything against children. I'm putting that out there right now. Eventually, I want to have children, but right now, I'm good. You know, my life is like a video game. I'm at like 60% completion. You know,
holy shit, Vernon, that's a lot, eh?
That is not a lot.
60%.
That's more than half of your life, man.
Vernon, you are 29. How are you at 60%?
Danny, we have played video games, and you know when you are 60%, that's when the game just started to get hard. So, like I said, that's nothing.
That philosophy is still broken.
Thanks. I'm glad the two of us are on the same page because I'm like, you plan on dying next week? Like, what's going on?
Nonetheless,
I've played games where 60% is the main story and then you just have to complete the side quest.
But I just master science, so I didn't even want to cool off on the whole children talk. Okay, let me bask in the glory
guys,
of mastering science.
I feel like we've been saying this so much, but Vernon graduates on December 1st.
Why you
snaps
like graduation
for Vernon.
Day?
Snaps like, for
Vernon. This graduation thing. This is just a formality, you know.
Oh my God, Vernon, take your praise. Jesus.
You know that, right?
Tough
this
crowd.
This graduation is just a formality.
Tough okay? crowd.
My transcript out already, dog. I've mastered science.
Okay, update
your
LinkedIn.
I don't need to show up.
Update your LinkedIn.
You'll have mastered science when you start working.
Right? How about mastering that job market? Ooh. On that note, guys, what's in the news this week? What updates we got for our listeners this week?
Man in Texas kills wife for making job jokes. Because he's like, what?
that's usually a Florida headline.
Florida man.
Oh my God, I heard that somebody was telling me, they didn't give me the details of the show, but that there's some show where they give the headlines and you have to guess if it's Florida or Germany. So as if that crazy shit ever really
always
happened.
Florida.
Apparently Germany has some crazy shit too.
Can't be as crazy as Florida. Like Florida has some...
They have the autobahn, so I'm not surprised.
Well, that's some odd stuff going on. I'm convinced there's something in the water in Florida.
So, Adani, you want to share some news with us?
Yeah, so I was listening to the St. Vincent and the Grenadines show on medical cannabis legalization. in their island.
Boom, that's a problem for me there. Right,
they had a Facebook Live.
Yeah, but right off the bat, that's a problem for me there.
That they had a Facebook Live?
No, the problem for me is that they're segmenting themselves into the
thing medical.
Medical marijuana. Mm. They shouldn't just stick themselves in that medical marijuana thing. It should be marijuana on a whole. But, you know, everything.
It's a step.
You know.
Yeah.
So hopefully other OECS countries in their competitiveness to leapfrog each other will go straight to recreational. The main thing for me was that they're really trying to kind of make this as fair as possible for locals, but we know that's usually not the case. So there was a local there, and he did not look too pleased.
Wow.
His face said it all. Yeah.
So, the traditional cultivar, as they called him, he did not look too pleased. He's like, yeah, I just here because they go put me in jail kind of face. But yeah, they're trying, and they're breaking new ground in the OECS region. So it's St. Vincent, Antigua, and Jamaica that's kind of at the forefront right now.
Right.
But as usual in the Caribbean, we very hesitant on things, so we break in your ground into the past, because we break in your ground into medical, where countries like Canada and Amsterdam are already full legal,
mm-hmm.
but they based in their system of the Canadian system.
Okay.
So it was very weird for me, because they based in of the Canadian system, but they only go in medical. So anyway, but you know, it's progress nonetheless. So
yeah, man, progress. Yeah.
Adani, did you have?
You can go to investsvg.com.
Okay.
Adani, did you hear about that Facebook Live before I sent you the link?
Somebody had told me about it, but nobody had given me details.
Okay. I would like to shout out a listener, Yashid, who sent me the link to say, hey, I think you guys will be interested in this. So shout out to one of our regular listeners, you know, keeping us informed, keeping us in the loop.
Yeah, my the daylight savings kind of threw me off, but I was able to catch like at least 3/4 to a half of the
cool.
Yeah.
And I
put some chat in the chat room.
Oh boy.
Was very entertaining.
Oh boy. In other news, don't eat the lettuce.
Don't eat the romaine lettuce. Stick to your normal island grown lettuce. Buy local.
Boy, you have a point there, you know. Think about it. That's the last time.
All of these mass-produced things, and you don't even... Yeah. So even all that...
Prime Pantry, Whole Foods, romaine lettuce, you know, you're just going to put you in the hospital.
And this is the crazy thing, right? Like, all of this, like, mass production, as of today, not that I've seen, they haven't been able to identify or contain the source of the break. So that's why everyone just like, don't eat the lettuce, everybody throw out your lettuce, like that kind of thing. But you could imagine the fact that they can't pinpoint where it is, how much money is lost there as well.
I mean, it's lettuce.
Like, I just want to put things in perspective.
There was even something that said, even if you've eaten the lettuce already and nothing happened to you, still throw it away. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Don't take any chances. I just want to put things in perspective. We live on a planet where romaine lettuce will put you in a grave, but cannabis is still illegal. Food for thought. Romaine lettuce will kill you before cannabis.
Oh my god. At least today.
Wow. Yeah. I saw a meme that was so funny. Somebody saying they've been waiting so long to use this, but it's now safer to eat chocolate than it is to eat lettuce. Oh my god. It was too comical.
Oh my god. What if somebody's trying to eradicate all of the vegans?
Then good on them.
Options, man.
That is a great plan.
Oh, do you know, the vegans are like, ew, romaine, it's not
yeah, that's not kosher, that's not full organic. Oh, I wonder if organic is covered as well.
Oh my god. So Guys, as we kind of end news, transition into this episode.
Oh, we have to talk about Black Friday sales.
All right.
Did you buy anything good?
Because we did have our last episode on Black Friday sales. So, Adani, what was the... You still have a couple days.
Yes, plus for $29 was like one of the biggest sales for me.
Wow. That was
$29 is usually like $60.
It's usually $60.
So it was like half off basically.
Yeah.
And then a few video games, you know, that were like at least $30 to $40 off their normal price, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah. No big purchases on my side. No tech, nothing. It's probably just all video games for me.
Yeah. No, oh, I bought a new mesh Wi-Fi network and a TV
for my
family.
You bought the one I told you about?
No, I went with TP-Link.
Yeah, TP-Link one's supposed to be good, but yeah, anyway.
Not to sound shallow, but I'm probably just going to buy some makeup.
Okay. I mean, do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, I'm looking at a onesie on Fashion Nova or romper, so you know.
For your girl.
Stay tuned.
For
your girl.
Are you talking about one of those man rompers? What did they call them?
My girls will benefit, you know.
Oh my god.
Bruh, if you buy that, we have a problem.
I just imagined y'all and all of your friends in man rompers, and that was something like I mean, can't
you can never do that again
if that were to happen,
because I would never be in anything like that. So.
I know we're using names on this podcast right now, but you like popo in a romper, like the fuck.
I feel like if you can pull off a romper, then
I feel like Popo would rock the
shit
out of a
romper. That's a true test of your manhood.
Popo would rock the shit out of a romper.
Oh yeah,
he
yeah,
would
yeah.
like open the chest, you know.
That's a true test of your manhood.
And in true Popo fashion, he'd like add a costume to it, so he'd be like Caribbean Joker with a romper. Like yeah.
Shout out Popo, another loyal listener.
Imagine a man robbing you in a romper. Like, you're walking down the road and a man just hop out like, oi, give me all your money. And then I have a romper.
That would...
I can't get robbed. I cannot get robbed by somebody in a romper.
I would let him rob me quicker, because if he in a romper, he already have nothing left to lose. Like, this man is out for blood. Like,
oh,
push him any further off the scale.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Is any other Black Friday shopping things to report, Adani?
It's kind of been lackluster. A lot of the very good deals have already like kind of run out.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's what I'm realizing.
I'm kind of just laying low for Cyber Monday for that last push.
Last push.
Yeah.
Cool.
But enough about Black Friday.
And Thanksgiving and all that.
Yeah.
Garbage.
It's in your belly or in the toilet. You know,
forget it's Christmas time. Forget that turkey.
That dry ass turkey.
Yeah. Christmas time. Ham.
It's Caribbean Christmas time.
Missy, sorrel papi in the house.
Hey.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
I think he looked at somebody and tried to vex.
You know? But
you can be rum cake papi or peanut punch papi. Ooh. Eggnog papi.
Right. Anyway, Christmas.
Peanut punch papi.
Missy, pull out your Christmas tree, hang up your Christmas
tree. Wait, when do y'all put up the Christmas tree?
Well, for my
birthday. We remember year round.
When
do you think the Christmas tree should go up?
Boy, I don't know. I have a love-hate relationship with that Christmas tree thing. Mm-hmm. Because my sister has a love for Christmas trees, and when she was younger, I would be the one forced to put up the Christmas tree.
But
you force me to put up something. I do it on my own time, so usually looking like 2 days before Christmas.
But you'd have to put it up by yourself? Like, and decorate and everything by yourself?
No, but I have to get the branches and put the branches in the thing, and then I have to get the decorations and, you know, untangle the stupid little beads. And then she come in around all happy and hanging shit off. I do all the hard work.
What happened to the spirit of love and...
Before, my parents adopted a year-round Christmas routine. we used to, like, the week before Christmas, we'd buy one of the fresh Christmas trees that they would sell nearby the shopping centers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'd get one of those, and then we'd hang it from, like, the 20th, 21st, up until, like, January 4th or 5th.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that has changed.
We okay, so we had a Christmas tree. This, like, really expensive Christmas tree my mom bought. It's, like, it's artificial, so, you know, branches and you put them in and whatnot. But, I mean, you know, time go on, that get old. So then we start buying the Christmas tree and whatnot. But, like, we would put it up, like, maybe around, like, the 12 days before Christmas.
Okay.
Kind of thing. The Christmas tree would be up early. Gifts would be... 12 days
before Christmas.
Yeah, gifts would be going, and then that'd give me enough time to poke holes and figure out what to what, and then rearrange it so people can see the holes, you know? But, yeah, I think it's only as we got
curiosity
older...
Curiosity does really get the best of you.
No, it's not curiosity gets the best of me. It's, I don't like people hiding shit.
You don't like surprises.
It's not I don't like surprises. I don't like people hiding stuff.
Well, zadam.
I remember when my mom, when they bought me a Nintendo 64, and, like, they thought they hid it, and one day I went up in a cupboard looking for something, and I was like, oh, Nintendo 64. So for literally, like, a month before Christmas, I was playing Nintendo 64 every day after school while my parents were not home. And I would take it, put it back in the box, and put it back up in the cupboard. Wow. And pretend like I didn't know.
Missy?
So, and when you opened it, you were like...
Oh my god!
You said you don't like people. You don't like people keeping hiding things, but you were hiding things.
But I didn't want to bust their bubble. They felt like they did so well, like they got it and they hid it from me because it was my friend's mom who got it, and, like, I was literally at the house when they gave it to them, and they felt like, oh my god, we did a good job sneaking into the car and hiding it. He doesn't know, and whatever, whatever. And the whole time I'm driving, we're going on, I'm like, yo, I know there's a 64 in the back of the car. Like, really? Like, yo, you're really trying this on me.
Wow.
But I'm like, so, you know what? I'm not gonna ruin it for you.
All I've learned from this story is Vernon would be in Slytherin house.
Oh my god. So we were talking about that. We were talking about that just this week, and I'm like, Vernon, what house do you think you'd be in? Slytherin.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Vernon, what house do you think I'd be in? He's like, Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw. Oh.
One of them sissy houses.
I think Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Anushka not as dedicated as
look,
Ravenclaw.
Okay, let me look, it's guys, it's not
is it dedication or natural smarts though. Hey,
I'm just going to let that slide. That's right.
And Danny, you'd totally be a Gryffindor.
It's not that I have anything against secrets, guys. I just usually find them. Like, people, so, I don't know. So like, I have this face for some reason. People just come and just confide in me and tell me stuff. Like, I'm just there on my business. Like, I'm cool, la 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 la, minding my own business. And someone just has to come and just express the deepest, darkest secrets to me, and then it's like, at that point, it's like, what you want me to do? I didn't really need to know that. Now you tell me. So where do we go from here?
So but I just, out of my own curiosity, when I bought you presents, you've gone and opened them and looked at them.
I haven't gone and opened them, but I have an idea of what you bought, and I've had an idea of where you've hidden it.
So the answer is yes.
No, it's not all the time. Okay, there have been.
Oh, it's not all the time. You hear that, Yoli?
There are times you have surprised me, but not most of the time. Okay. 50% of the times you buy me gifts, I have an idea of what the gift is. I don't know where you've hid it in the house. I haven't found it, but I have an idea. The other 50%, it's a genuine surprise. Like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting this.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think you touch on a good point there of the whole, like, that's the thing I love about Christmas and the holiday season. I kind of, when you don't leave it for last minute, it's very enjoyable looking for gifts for people, I find. Like, if you give yourself time and, like, you know the person and you know, like, creatively thinking of something to, like, put together and that kind of thing, I think it's quite enjoyable. But that last minute hustle, rush situation is when you always, like, come out of shit or second-guess yourself or get stressed out. For me, personally. But I know some people thrive on that.
No, but I think also it matters the person you're getting the gift for in that, like... So, I'm a person, I naturally, I like gifts. Like, you could literally walk in and give me like a chocolate as a gift. I'll be happy and excited. Like, oh my God, a chocolate. And I'm not like faking. Like, I'm genuinely happy. I got a gift.
Guys, so, you should have seen when we got our wedding registry stuff. It was like Christmas hovering and, but yeah, like on steroids.
So, but then there are some people who, I don't want to say ungrateful, but like, they kind of hard to get gifts for, because then you get them something and you think it's something they like, and they just be like, oh, okay, thanks. And like, they're not excited about it. That's because I feel like the whole gift giving thing is a two way thing. It's like satisfaction for the person getting the gift and for the person giving the gift.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you want to feel like, yeah, I did a good job, you know?
Yeah.
Got that gift down. But hey.
So, Caribbean Christmas. All right, guys. What? What are your three? Okay, I'll start first, but think about it. What are your three favorite things about Caribbean Christmas?
Blackie. I'm.
Okay, I can add one on the other two.
Okay. I would say black cake one, peanut punch. Like black, if black cake have 100. Peanut punch at 99.9.
Oh,
second place. And then food place is the ham. Oh, the
really?
Ham.
Really?
Cook well.
Yeah. So, the ham. 110% the ham. Like, yo, if your ham not on point, I'm not coming at your home.
Don't even invite me.
Don't even invite me. Like, don't even bother inviting.
Have you ever had ham that's... What does ham that's not on point taste like?
It tastes like deli ham. Like, tastes like spam.
It. Hold on, I'll give it to you.
Is it fatty?
It's not moist.
No, it's not the fat.
But it's not dry. But it's not tasty.
Whoa.
Like, it's just there. It's just like you just chewing on something.
Yeah.
You're just chewing on
flesh.
Like processed ham.
Yeah. Like, oh, like God. At this point, you have to use your imagination to give it some flavor.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I said I was going to start first, but you're like clearly
the
too
best,
excited.
The best ham is when the ham is not cut in a circle. You see when the ham...
When you have the bone. Shaped. Bone. When you cut in that ham and you just hit that bone in the middle, ooh, you know that's the best ham.
Right, and that's the okay. Best part about the ham. When it finishing and everything is just like on the bone and it like extra sweet.
Extra juicy. You know you get...
You know when you get the best? Like a week after Christmas. You're having breakfast a Saturday morning,
yes,
and they just have like a few slices left clinging to the bone,
yes,
and fried in the pan. Oh, good Lord. Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, okay. My God. Before you go on,
no,
my...
I didn't give my free. But... I already hopped in and said,
oh, you said 100%.
I have to give my answer.
I wanted you to start. You all just hijacked this thing. Eh?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to give you a long story.
Go ahead. I'll give my last
one.
Mine
is ham black cake sorrel.
Okay.
Really? What's the story?
Okay.
I don't know. Well, okay. I'm an alcoholic, but like I love my sorrel with rum, so that's a thing. Well, okay. Story is I just love when it's Christmas season and the ham is cooking and the whole smell like takes over the house, or you enter a house and it's just like ham perfume, like just like it, you know, like it's like
you the ham.
It's like these cartoons where they had like the snake whisperer, like, you know, with their little pipe and the snake they're dancing. Like I'm the snake, but wow, the ham smell is what.
Right.
And then black cake. I don't know. Black cake just has a special place in my heart. My mom is a huge baker, and her black cake is lit. And I have inherited these black cake. No. My mom's black cake is lit.
Everybody think they made a black cake lit. okay?
I know, right? Nobody comes there and says,
well, black came, okay. Yeah,
it's okay. It's not that bad.
It's not the best.
Yeah, it's fast.
It's fast, yeah.
But head out. Okay, but not everybody's mother makes black cake.
Everybody mother who makes black cake, the children think they mother black cake.
Because I have cousins, shout out Garrett, who like request my mother's black cake. Like they have people like who does make a line for my mother's
black cake. People that make a line for my mother black cake too. If we get in a competition,
I would not. Wow. Sorry, Mrs. Polius, I would not join the line for your black cake.
Ooh. I don't think she wants you in the line for a black cake anyway.
Adani was talking about one of his friends having a peanut punch off with his relative. I'm ready to have a black cake off.
Black cake off with whom?
I'm here for it.
First of all, there will be no black cake off. Let me tell you why there will be no black cake off. Because my mother has already made it known that she ain't baking no more black cakes. She retired from that game. She's baking up black cakes for her entire life.
Good.
And let me tell you that I was happy when she said it because I'm tired of lining cake pans. Okay? If I have to line one more cake pan.
My cake's so moist, you don't even need to line the cake pan.
Anushka. I want to kick you so hard right now.
Cake so moist, you don't even have to line the cake pan.
what do you think lining the cake pan has to do with the moistness of the cake?
I don't know.
I'll give Anushka mother some credit because she have roots in Choiseul. So I'll give her.
Head out. You didn't have the black cake from the wedding.
No,
I didn't even know there was black cake at my own wedding.
I know, I didn't know that either. That's news.
Kenneth Musa tell me about they had tamarind ball. I'm more in shock. Like, what are you talking about?
I think it's because they cleared off
like,
the
what
tables.
Wedding were we at? Were we at the same wedding?
They had kaka shots, you know, they had pemi.
Were we at the same wedding?
Toloma.
Yeah, in the back.
I am upset.
Yeah, the whole natural foods bar in the back.
I am upset.
Okay, so food. Caribbean
I'll have to get Ashwini to give me some black cake and then I'll get back to you guys.
But Ashwini will have to make her own. Well, I was thinking of sending you one, but I'd have to like get on that this week. Well, I'm not here this week. I don't know. We'll see. When do you leave? Oh, we can talk about this offline.
Food. Yeah.
It's
so,
probably better we do that.
So, food. Right? What's the next thing, Missy?
Okay, anything else about food? I feel like, have we left out some essentials?
Macaroni and cheese. You have to have macaroni and cheese at your home during Christmas.
And, okay. And some kind of pie. Some kind of pig pie.
Some kind of a yam pie. You have to have a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After macaroni and cheese, you have to have a pie.
You have to have rum.
That's a given.
No, but
yeah,
like...
But we're talking about food.
We're talking about food.
Sorry, right? You jump the gun there.
You have to have your ham, your macaroni, and some kind of pie.
You have to have a second meat.
Danny, I was about to say that. You have to have a second meat.
You can't carry the whole fat on ham.
On ham alone.
That's risky.
And that second meat cannot be turkey. Nobody really eats the
But I feel I feel like it's more than two meats. Like, I think you go to a Caribbean Christmas lunch.
Yes, there's
lunch,
more than two meats, but a minimum of two. Let me tell you that. Danny.
Lunch on one ham and
let me tell you how you know you're real Caribbean, You have the ham, but you'll have a stew pork too.
I was going to say, like, you have to have the stew pork.
You'll have a stew pork, Missy.
Well, there's a how it goes is the ham. Right. A stew pork, right?
You have to have a fish. Chicken. A fish for that one person.
And a few people that swear they rasta fish.
That swear they rasta, but you see them putting ham on their plate too.
Yeah.
Are they taking whatever meat sauce?
They taking the gravy from the stew pork.
Yeah.
Ital, okay.
Alright. Yeah. And then some people they be extra special and they have a lasagna and all kind of thing. Other dishes with
I don't think the lasagna. I think the lasagna counts as a side dish. That's not a main dish.
Yeah, but they have it with meat, so maybe they'll have like that as a meat alternative.
Nah, man. They'll
have like
I just have the lasagna and
wait,
my man.
So this is gonna be heavy Saint Lucian focus, but what do y'all know of like other foods from other Caribbean islands for Christmas? For I can say for Guyana, like garlic pork is a big thing. Like they do. Wow,
that's sounding tasty.
Well, so they have it like marinating for like weeks, I think, in like a thing with like vinegar and garlic and whatever. It's like, it's very, very strong. So it's my mother will make jokes and say like that's for like old men rum drinkers whose taste buds fry that you have to put so much garlic in it that.
First of all.
But that's just my mom. But I know garlic pork, and then Trinis do pastels, which is like a pemmy, but
yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Not, and then Adani, we had the whole section on ham and black cake, but you didn't give your breakdown.
So,
go ahead, Adani.
Ham cake, black cake.
Yeah, what's the difference? Give me your difference, because I know you had a strong argument with somebody on your difference between rum cake, black cake, fruit cake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Give us
so
that
my
science.
Argument
yeah.
Was that rum cake, the two ones that are closely related are the black cake and the fruit cake.
Yes.
The rum cake is in its own section.
Okay.
Because it's literally just a cake
with rum.
Yeah, so like okay. The Tortuga rum cake, which is my favorite.
Right,
I have very rarely met somebody who can make better rum cake than that commercial rum cake. Like, it's very good.
Yeah, the Tortuga rum cake.
Yeah, so then we have the black cake and the fruit cake. Now the fruit cake is the fermented fruit in the cake.
Yeah,
but you don't have to have it heavy in alcohol. The black cake is usually much heavier in alcohol. And the fermented fruit is fermented in like something like rum instead of like a light wine, like, you know, something like a heavy
rum. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because my mother have fruit soaking for God knows how long, probably as old as I am, you know. She just open every once in a while, take some fruits, make but it's the rum she puts it inside there. But even after she make the cake, she's sprinkling more rum over it.
Yes,
you know. So,
and that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
That's the makings of a good, you know, rum cake. It have to be moist, you know. It have to be
exactly
a good rum, black cake, fruit cake. It have to be moist, have to be, you know, flexible, but it cannot crumble, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you take a slice, it have to stick together.
Okay.
Like, it have to be consistent,
it's,
you know,
like,
and sturdy.
It's like a cross between
it has to have some structural integrity.
Yeah, it has to be like a good mattress, like, you know.
Has some structural integrity.
To say it has to be like a cross between a cake and like an English pudding, right? Like that.
What?
Yeah, kinda. A little bit of wetness, a little bit of moisture. You know, a little bit of moisture, but.
But you ever have somebody black cake crumbling that just like too wet? It's just like yuck, gross.
Did the cake?
Yeah,
did they
well,
not finish
you know,
bake
like,
the cake?
Like a lot of things in life, you know, sloppy, you know, is not all for everybody.
Did they not finish bake the cake?
Yeah, no,
how is it still too wet?
It's like the thing.
Yeah, because
sweating.
When after they finish baking, sometimes they added more rum.
They added more rum. They baked it in rum.
Yeah, they let it.
Whole bottle of Bounty.
And then the rum, instead the rum, the cake has so much rum in it, instead
just,
of it being absorbed,
it just sipping out. Rum just sipping out of it.
The cake flooded.
Missy, hear that? If it's one thing you need to do, when you cut your black cake, put in a cup, and then put ice cream on top of it.
Rum raisin.
You see?
way ahead of you there, but
it don't matter what flavor, that's the thing.
I'm just
rum and raisin is very good. Vanilla is good. Pistachio. Surprisingly good.
Pistachio is good, yeah.
Y'all, is this whole episode going to be about food? Okay, next category.
Okay, yeah. Let's
okay, go. I'm going to skip.
Drinks.
Well, before y'all do drinks.
So
new,
rum.
Before y'all do.
Bounty.
Before y'all do that, music, right? Christmas music in the Caribbean is the best, right? It have a vibe. Adani, you want to sing some of your favorites?
Is the black cake I want?
That's all you care about, black cake.
Right now. I love that song.
Oh my God.
And Caribbean people have a habit of taking the most white American Christmas song and then adding some drums.
Right. And
So carry them and boom, Christmas music.
Christmas version there for you. I'm saying.
Yeah, the 12 Days of Christmas Caribbean rendition, like, priceless.
You even remember, what is that? I just remember that random Ashanti song that was, and he was like clearly like drunk off his ass when he did it. But the Christmas period that doing you that,
oh my God.
It's not something you'd expect carolers to stand outside their house and sing, but you know, great music when you enter somebody's house.
I wish we had carolers that would sing Caribbean, like, caroling music.
I mean, no, but there are groups that go around from house to house singing, but it's not necessarily...
It's traditional
The traditional stuff they go singing around.
Don't go to my house and sing,
you doesn't play these things.
The ones I'm thinking about, not necessarily traditional stuff, I'm talking about more like church type Christmas songs kind of thing they come in and sing.
And they have the guy in the back with the major.
You know that one fella that have to hit that note, that red note. You know?
We don't have a beat. Yeah, we're not playing it.
But yeah, no. Music really is a big part of Christmas for sure.
And that's the thing.
Because when I think about it, they have people all day around the house quiet, but when Christmas time is, that's when you hear them playing music.
Well, not even just the one house, like the whole neighborhood, the whole country, rocking for Christmas.
I think one of the things for us in the Caribbean, and I say us in the Caribbean because in the US, I think Christmas is very commercialized.
Yes.
In the Caribbean, Christmas is more of a happy time and a family time. Everybody, like, yeah, you may have hard stuff going on, but at that time, you're more festive and happy. It's like, you know what, Gasa? Yeah, things hard in my life right now, but Gasa, it's Christmas. Let me be happy. Yeah. I go and drink with my partners. We go eat, we go laugh. Mm-hmm. I go deliver that in the new year.
I think it's not only like a family thing in the Caribbean, it's a community thing.
It's community,
right?
It's family, friends.
Even, not only workplaces, you get your Christmas bonus, but you also like get your little gifts. And then, we even talk about Christmas parties, right?
Yeah,
and,
you know, businesses have
staff parties.
Come on.
The staff party, yeah, that is a big staple.
But that's a big thing in the Caribbean. Because a staff party in the U.S. versus first of all, it's not a staff party.
It's
a holiday office party. Yeah. It's what? They have no alcohol.
Or very little or very shitty.
Yeah. In the Caribbean, it's a real turn-up vibe. It's almost a session.
It is a session.
It definitely is a session.
The thing about the developed world compared to the Caribbean they have something called human resources.
And you can't HR.
Fundamental HR rules. Now in the Caribbean, HR on the table.
HR on the people, man.
HR say, yeah, I don't hear anything about anything until Monday.
So and that's Monday of January.
Staff party is like. And the best thing is that you can bring people from, you can invite your people so other people can,
invade your staff parties.
I know the banks usually lit and a lot of the private companies usually very lit. Yeah. But the bank staff parties usually of legend, especially Bank of St. Lucia and Scotia. I hear a lot of good things, you know.
you're looking for an invite?
Yeah, just looking for an invite, you know. Even First National, you know, we have a few friends working there.
Hint.
Adani, I see you in your picture on Skype. You already have your red blazer for your staff party Christmas attire.
Oh yeah, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready.
Ready at all costs.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I think the other thing like about Christmas is that it's not one day, right? It's a whole month and some.
Well,
right?
yeah. Um, Again, unlike the U.S. don't give much holidays and whatnot. Right. So it's like, yo, Christmas, take your day off, next day come back to work. Mm. In the Caribbean, it's boy.
Christmas, Boxing Day, from, if it fall be, on a
to be
fall
from on December, a Sunday. From Nash, from December heat. Yeah, everything shut down.
Everybody like just on a go
slow. Everybody on a go slow. That's why everybody lining up their shopping days conveniently for a Friday, you know. Let me take my shopping day on a Friday. Let me go out and shop. Even though they buy nothing, they just probably stay at home. You know, you shopping, you liming.
So we talk about food, music. We touch a little bit on the fits by talking about staff parties and stuff. But I feel, and just the environment, since there's so much of a vibe, I feel like there's always something to do during Christmas season. Like every single day that you're home, you can find something to do because somebody has something at their home, or just so many people just home for Christmas. Yeah, well, that's that.
Okay, so yes, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you. But like that's a different environment because, like you say, it's at people's home at Christmas. Because other times of the year you going out, you're going to bars. At Christmas time, you find people come going out to home, house to house. So,
But I like that.
A Danny
like
have a drinker party home. Everybody roll by a Danny. While we there drinking, somebody say, "Oh boy, another partner of ours have a drink up the room. Let me finish my Danny. We go there." And you know, you're just going house to house.
Yeah, house to house. Yeah,
And a lot of places, it's just
the one time you can stop by your friend's house uninvited.
Yes.
And people expecting you to stop by uninvited.
Yeah, yeah. They have food ready for you. They have drinks ready for you.
And that's a good segue into rum.
Hey, drinks. Let's drink.
Right? Because what y'all were saying when...
Christmas time, everybody, mother and father, pulling out them crates to go to the brewery to get new drinks. You're not really talking about. Your mother and father going and get the free case of Heineken, the 2-pito, the shandy, you know, the malt, the how many cases of soft drink. Split it, give me half Coke, half Sprite, because you know, I have the hard alcoholics that coming at my home just to drink my Johnny Walker Black and whatnot. You all know what we're talking about.
In the Caribbean, I speak for St. Lucia, but I'm sure in other Caribbean islands, somebody have a wedding, let's try and save, let's not spend too much on alcohol, you know. Somebody die, we have alcohol there already.
We are from the wedding. And I don't want people coming home anyway, you know, and we should be mourning in private. You know.
Christmas time, okay, boom, let's
all go out.
Sale.
Stock up.
3 bottles of rum, 6 whiskey, get me that Johnny Walker on the swing, you know.
Give me 3 of them on the swing,
Yeah. Give me that 2-7 Natsanram, you know. Give me the Posh Carib and the Baileys because somebody going to mix a drink. And give me the ingredients to make the peanut punch. And let me get a gin. And let me get a 1 vodka for the people that just turned 21 and don't know good alcohol.
Don't know good alcohol.
And let me get 2 Guinness. And let me get 6 Heineken, 1 Pito, 3 Shandy, 2 Vitamalt, 1 Malt.
That's
what happened.
One case of Strongbow for when my friends bring their stooge girlfriends.
Yeah, they, you know.
I only drink a Strongbow.
you don't have any Strongbow there.
Yeah, that's all I want to drink. Eh? Strongbow.
Oh my god.
No, Michael. Go to the bar, mix yourself a Dewars and coconut water.
You take the girl from Strongbow to Dewars and coconut water.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, it's Christmas, go out or go home.
Oh my god.
But other than alcohol, I really like sorrel. Like you were saying.
No,
really nice.
Missy, I got to be honest.
You don't like sorrel, right?
It's not. No, I don't have a problem with sorrel, you know. I'm neither here nor there about sorrel. What I really like about Christmas.
Bentley soft drink.
What?
Ooh, Bentley. Oh my god.
First of all, you need to cool off on that. Cherry soft drink.
That's right? What you were going to say?
No, okay. I wasn't going to say that, but if you have to talk about a subject, cherry.
Bentley does mix well with yours, you know.
But really and truly, all the fruit juices. That's my thing.
But that's year round.
No, but yes, it's year round, but I don't know. Something about at Christmas time, it just, I suppose when you have in the combination of the food, it's just amazing. Right? All that fruit juice, you know. But yeah, but really, it's all about the rim. All about the piece of shandy and the Heineken and the malt and the Johnny Walker, you know, them kind of things.
So, I like this Sorrel. I'm not really a ginger beer fan.
Yeah, I'm not a ginger beer fan.
I know a lot of my friends, they make various punches. I know I have a friend that makes the murder milk punch. Mm-mm. MMP. And he whenever he comes to house, he has it in one of the 5-gallon water jugs. And he just goes house to house with the same 5-gallon water jug of murder milk punch. The kicker is you have to have it early, because the later you have it, is the more it settles in and the stronger it gets. So if you have it murder milk punch from the same batch that was made National Day, which is December 13th, and you're having it for New Year's, you're in a hard place there.
Game over.
And I love peanut punch. Oh my goodness. Woo! If a woman can make me good peanut punch, like, you know, I halfway in the wedding door there, right there. Right
there.
Yeah, that's half the battle there already. A good peanut punch, all right. Danny, it's time to start hanging in the towel.
Let me ask you a lot. I also know if it's me alone that has happened to. You ever see you home Christmas time? You cool out there, because I'm feeling thirsty. Next thing you know, you're in the fridge, eating a piece of ham. That never happened to you.
By the oven, frying about 7-10.
That never happened to you. You say you're thirsty, but you're eating a piece of ham.
I tell you, it's that smell. They just draw all you in time. And then you... Yeah.
My dad, right, he always tells me, you know, go easy on the peanut punch. But I have noticed over the years, you know, it's he that I have to tell go easy on the peanut punch. My dad is the kind of person to be cooking and have
over he have his hand. Glass.
But you have a glass in the right hand with a peanut punch and you have a spatula in the other hand, and you know he's dancing and he's doing his thing.
But
and next thing you know, the peanut punch finish. But, so whenever I come home, I have to make sure I order about 10 bottles. So everybody gets
ration. Wow. I was going to tell you, take it easy on the peanut punch, because he felt like he was cannibalizing his supply.
They see.
And they have the shot, you know, that shot glass our parents have?
Yes.
Just for when people come over to drink strong alcohol.
Yes.
And you shouldn't mix it with anything. So it's just 2 ice cubes and straight alcohol. So that he has have his peanut punch in. And you just hand the ice shaking in the glass. Cling, 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 cling. Yeah, boy, going down.
Listen. Let me give you a look. Let me give you a one. You'll put something on the fridge. You'll put like a plate, you know. You'll set your plate up there. You'll put that on the fridge. You'll cool out. You'll say, yo, later, me and that plate. You reach, you open the fridge, your plate gone.
Oh, hell no. That's causes world war in my house. It doesn't happen. Based on past experiences.
That's a regular occurrence for me.
You know,
it got to a point.
Disrespectful.
You know, it got to a point, Missy, I was hiding ham.
Too serious?
I was hiding ham.
Yeah. I used to hide the ice cream.
Oh, no. Now, if my sister, you have to do that. You have to hide the ice cream, man. Yeah. That'll be a problem. You'll never get ice cream. You'll fight. You'll curse. You'll quarrel. And she'll just watch you and go in her business.
So as soon as the ice cream get like midway, I'll just hide it in a corner of the deep fridge. You know, hey, welcome to the ice cream is finished.
I wanted to kind of run through. Y'all have anything y'all want to talk about? I wanted to run through some traditions from other islands.
I don't know about. I mean, I know I do it. My family do it. We go. We go to church on Christmas Day. Church. Christmas morning, we go to church.
Or midnight.
Midnight mass.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Some people go midnight mass. My family, we go on Christmas morning. You know, so you wake up, you go to church, and you come back, you open gifts. Right. That's how we do it.
My family, we usually go to midnight mass, and then when we come back, we sit around the tree and we talk and we open presents. And we drink a little rum, drink a little fruit cake, eat a little fruit cake, drink some sorrel, we fram in it.
So, my family will usually boycott church on Christmas because my mother is opposed to going to crowded church service on Christmas and Easter.
Wait, why are you blaming your mother? You can go choose by yourself. Why are you blaming the lady?
And then,
now I standing in front of the lady there today for my mother-in-law today. Yeah, you're like doing that to her.
My brother and sister.
You're like slandering her name like that.
My brother and sister, pre me being age of going out, would always go to Glowfet or something on Christmas Eve. And then we'd wake up. My mother would make like breakfast for the family, and I'd have to like try and like poke them or get them to wake up so we could all have breakfast and then open presents. But my parents facilitated the fit life.
Hey,
what that happened if you're not going to church? I've never been a lady.
A fit person, and usually Christmas Eve and like sometimes Christmas Day morning, the like parties happening, glue fed.
Oh
kind
my
of
god!
Fed.
Remember that time we stumbled into Igloo?
That was me and Anushka. We stumbled into Igloo Boxing Day. That's the day after Christmas.
Okay.
Or was that on Christmas Day itself?
I think it's Christmas.
It was Christmas Day itself. I think we stumbled into Igloo, but that was late in the evening. But you see, the thing is. Nonetheless, like you see, for me, like you said, Danny, I don't necessarily, it's not that I'm not a fat person, but you see, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, like that's family time
family,
for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Family
so
and close
I'm not necessarily, yeah, family and close friends. I'm not necessarily looking to go in no fat or go liming too far. I just want to cool out with my people. We watch TV, talk some shit, you know, drink, you know, you cool out in the kitchen with my father. It's just kicks alone. Kind of thing. So that's how it is for me. Yeah. Right. You can check for me. It's like check me the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
One thing that I really find fascinating on Christmas, the whole year, right? Everybody tell you get your meat from the supermarket or the market or some certain place, right? Christmas week, the week before Christmas.
Nobody is above buying meat from the side of the road.
Nobody is above it, my dog. Everybody have a stall.
Everybody kill a cow.
Along the coast, and everybody's an abattoir. Everybody's a butcher. Everybody have a pig,
a cow, a goat,
a sheep.
Something. They sell.
And everybody's selling meat, and everybody buying. And if you are careful, if you wait and you play your stools, you're buying your meat there. You don't get in any meat, you know.
Yeah, but Adani, remember my brother on Christmas Eve, he does just disappear for the whole day. He going up in the country with my uncles. No, it's like Christmas Eve or like the day or even maybe 2 days before.
Yeah.
Him, my father, my uncles, they going up country, they killing a cow, killing a pig, and splitting it among everybody. And then he coming back and his meat.
But Adani,
meat.
You didn't say anything about your boudin, your black pudding.
Yeah. Adani is the one person that is called
Budet close to me, you know.
Adani and Brent, the two culprits that is calling me. Oh, your father black pudding, man.
yeah, Vunan father does it really, really well, which is a crisis because Vunan doesn't really eat it. But
I hate black pudding.
Your father makes it himself.
Yeah, my father makes the black pudding. Okay. My father.
The good thing about the Caribbean is you know you can have more than one set of parents. So Vunan parents are my parents part two. So, you know, I can just pull up there and say, Mr. Polius, how you doing, man? I was the black pudding. But usually my dad, on my dad's side of the family, they put together for a pig or a cow, and then they make their own. And then my granddad, before he got sick, he used to get pigs, and he used to make his own, and in his own yard. Like, literally, they have Christmases, I would just be sitting down in the balcony and they beating a pig scentless with a bat.
Wow.
I don't know which one is worse. Beating a pig and then killing it, as in making it unconscious and then killing it, or, like, slitting its throat so you get all the blood while it's still alive. Like,
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's a rough sight, trust me.
But I appreciate
you did.
You
did for the culture.
That's why I've seen it a couple of times. That's why when my brother is like, "Oi, let's go," I'm like, "Nah, I good." Like that's you and daddy. Like you're all in that together.
My granddad was so good at it. Right?
Check me later.
Even when he stopped making black pudding, when we would drive through the village, when I drive through the village with him, people would give him their pudding so he could taste it. And since he couldn't eat much of it, he would give it to me. So I was always getting black pudding, so I'm not there.
Wow.
Oh my God. All right, so other Caribbean islands, Christmas traditions and stuff like that. Bahamas does Junkanoo, which is their version. Like a session, eh? Yeah, it's their version of carnival, but it's not as mass produced as other carnivals. They still actually make the costumes and so that kind of thing.
That's a real session.
Yeah, very very authentic. They have musicians playing trumpets, drums, other musical instruments, and that kind of thing. It's like a serious vibe, and it's a. It's on Boxing Day. Belize has John Canoe Bands, which is... So not Junk Canoe, John Canoe. I know, right? That highlights bands with drummers, chanters, and dancers at Christmas.
So same thing, just a different pronunciation.
Or different name, right? Yeah. Grenada has the Kariku Parang Festival.
Yeah, that's something missing. I go like, I mind going Grenada for like a carnival or something. Grenada like this gets a little lit for carnival, like, you know. Maybe a little too lit.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it there, man. We'll do it there.
Yeah.
I want to go to Guadeloupe. I don't know why. I just.
Hey, all right. We might as well do Martinique too, and Dominica.
Saint Kitts also has carnival during Christmas. That's another big carnival.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Saint Vincent and the Grenadines does the Nine Mornings Festival, where every morning, starting 9 days before Christmas, locals wake up before dawn and fill the streets to participate.
9 days of fetting in the road.
Yeah, from sea baths to costume dances to bicycle rides. 9 days of just madness. So Vinci have to run to it, y'all.
No, but Missy, that
and then Trinidad has Parang festivals all over. Same, but you see the music.
That's why we happy. No, but that's why we happier in the Caribbean, parang, you know.
Parang.
I'm convinced parang, that's why we happier.
Okay, Adani.
That's so creepy in my head.
Soca parang on me mind, the sweetest music at Christmas time.
I wish I could mute each and every one of you right now.
Christmas music. You kiss my music that doing me that.
Alright, y'all need to be clearly y'all need to make a Christmas music playlist.
And post it at there for the we should.
Y'all need to make a Christmas music playlist and post it out there for the people.
We will, We'll put it on Twitter. Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah.
Alright.
Make that happen.
So guys, go ahead.
Guys, before we wrap up, right?
Okay.
Just list one of your favorite memories from your 20-something Christmases. You know, like one of your favorite memories from a Christmas.
My memory is trash.
Something that you look back every time and just smile like, wow, that was really great. That was a great Christmas.
Nah, that's a tough one, Danny. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a lot of great Christmases, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I mean, you can live like a few quick ones, you know, if you have like 3 good ones, you know.
For me, it's not anything, you know, super exciting. It's just with my family, you know, all of us just sitting down, kicking, laughing, that kind of thing. And there was a Christmas, I think we gave my mother empty box or something. We had played a joke on her, you know, we gave her a gift or something. But, you know, just kicking, just spending time with family. That's it. That's it for me. Nothing exciting.
I guess I would say I don't know the exact date or whatever it was, but with my family, because we're all spread out and my sister is 9 years older than me, my brother's 4.5 years older than me, so we've all been in different places, so it's very rare that we've gotten to spend Christmas as a whole family together. And I think not only Christmas, but just any time, like all five of us actually get together, it's just such a good time. But we also end up like playing pranks on each other and like doing. there was there were the thing with my, I think for my brother, my sister and I were shopping and didn't know like what to get him, and we were like, oh, we should just get something he can use or whatever. So we just got him a box and filled it with condoms. And up open it in front of everybody, but like he opened it and then like closed the box fast on time. And then right. Clearly they ran out, right?
Yeah, you didn't get him enough. Wow.
And then we missed that Christmas to replenish. But my mom, who we would usually never play a joke on, there was one year I think she wanted I don't know if there was a phone they were calling like a torch or something like that.
Which isn't a BlackBerry torch.
A BlackBerry torch. Yes. So I took a flashlight that we had there and I taped the BlackBerry logo on it and I wrapped it.
Wow.
So that's what opening presents was is like. Because there's always like, if there are like enough heads together and all of us there, like there's gonna be some mischief at Christmas. And I think that was probably just the five of us being together, and also I guess when my grandmother was, you know, still alive too, just kind of having that whole family togetherness thing. Because if you put us together, there's going to be some kind of, you know, problem.
I think the easiest person for us to have played jokes on is my sister, because she's the person who looks forward to Christmas the most and looks forward to gifts. So like I would do things like take all her gifts and hide them.
Oh my God, there was one...
So she would come and look at me like, no kids.
There was one year we gave my... If y'all know my dad has like all white hair or went gray, like really. There was one year we wrapped a bottle of like men's hair dye.
Hey Danny, so what are your moments, your highlights?
I really like spending time with family. Like it's the one time, you know, you see a lot of family. Yeah. Like everybody usually, like over the summer and other times of the year, you might have a holiday, but other people kind of work. But Christmas is the one time where everybody kind of just takes it easy. Either the work is not that serious at the point in time for them, or they take a few days off, they take their vacation, etc.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite memories is just coming home and then just seeing a big cow hoof on the cow leg on the table, and then the picture, we have a picture of that, and then, you know, we're talking about, you know, we didn't get it from a cow, what larger bless you'll take that from. All kind of thing. And then I love when we were younger, used to stay by Vernon for the Old Year's Night.
Yeah.
Then Vernon and whole family would get together on New Year's Day and have lunch. You know, that would be epic. How funny. Epic. Cooking how much fried rice.
That's when
4 o'clock in the morning from New Year's Night.
That's when Monopoly and Scrabble busted out.
Oh, Mrs. Polius, if you can hear this, Scrabble war. Okay, it's not over. Right?
We really come from
it. Was never over.
It was never over. Not because we all married now and we're older, you know, think you can just, you know, rule the Scrabble board. Mm-mm.
Nah. Come on. We coming for you.
We have masters now. We have masters.
We coming for you now.
Masters is, you know.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. For listeners,
board games at my house, like Scrabble, Monopoly, that's a big thing. Very big thing. Monopoly is my brother. Worst person you can play with. Biggest cheater on the planet. Always work in the bank. Yeah, I said it. I know you listen to this episode. You cheater. Yeah.
I used to practice, you know, train for Christmas, because I know Mrs. Paul used to come in with the axe.
Yeah.
She good, but you have to.
Let me tell you how serious it was. Missy, 1 year, my mother forced us to buy a Scrabble, official Scrabble dictionary. That's how serious that Scrabble war got.
But head at it. I remember, I think I only played Scrabble with your mother once or twice, because I couldn't take playing with her because she was questioning me and she felt like I was playing too dirty.
Is that a real word?
Yes! That's what led to the purchase of the Scrabble dictionary. All of y'all.
But even, like, Danny, I do something so messed up, eh? Like, you
I think what really made it bad was when we started playing the Upward Scrabble.
You know what I did one time, and I feel like she never forgave me for that game.
That 1 year we beat up Vernon, it was like, the year after
I had beat her. The one thing I think she didn't forgive me for is you know how you have the middle piece or whatever. I come and block that so hard with like a three letter thing starting with a Z. And she
My middle piece.
She was vexed. I think she walk away.
My middle is like all the places on the board you see to play. That's where you play that.
But I'm not playing for you. I'm playing for me. I can still play.
Yo, that game got heated.
It was really
at that point. I thought my mothers would tell me break up with Anushka. I'm going to be honest. I saw it coming. I was like, what will I do at this point? Because it's getting heated.
She would, but you know,
yeah.
She figured if she did that, then she would not be able to come back and beat Anushka next year.
Boy. So. Yeah, that is probably my best memory of the holidays, in all honesty. Just board games with my family and my close friends.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
So, to everyone listening, as you all prepare for Christmas and that holiday season, we wish you all the best from the Caribbean Millennials family.
Yeah, you know, we say enjoy your time with your family. You know? Yes. Make the best of it. Have fun.
Even though
laugh.
You have to tune in to them via Skype.
Or something.
You know, and FaceTime. I think also keep the traditions going however you can, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think, or even like develop new traditions if you have to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So even for me and Vernon, it's kind of like thinking, well, how do we celebrate Christmas? Or like, what are the things that we do together, and what are the things that you want to keep from home, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So ham and black cake, yes, for sure. But like, we started doing something I think we're gonna start something new this year of like, we're doing a Christmas puzzle or something like that.
I don't know about that. I'm just going to
totally
do a puzzle.
Doing a Christmas puzzle.
I don't know about that.
I think we should start something among all our friends.
Yeah.
Like, where we send like some kind of gag gift or something.
I agree. I like that idea.
Yeah, guys. Keep close. Keep family close.
Yeah, keep close. And be
enjoy
safe.
Enjoy the season. Be safe.
Be safe, yeah.
Most of all.
Don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it, yeah.
So, guys, if you're listening to this, we have one more episode left in this season.
Yeah.
Our quarter century. So, stay tuned.
Are we going to be the live one?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I know. I just... committing us.
Okay, I take it back.
All right.
All right, guys. This has been another episode. See you next week.